This is the Sakar Murli of 14th of August 2025. Essence: sweet children, remain honest with the Father. Keep your chart honest. Never cause anyone sorrow. Continue to follow the elevated directions of the One Father. Question: what effort do those who take the full 84 births make? Answer: they make the special effort to change from an ordinary human into Narayan, to have total control over their physical senses, their eyes never become criminal. If even now there are vicious thoughts on seeing someone and your eyes become criminal, you can understand that the soul is not one who takes the full 84 births. Song: take us away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children know that this is a world of sin. Human beings also know about the worlds of charity. The pure charitable worlds are called liberation and liberation in life. There is no sin there. Sin only exists in this land of sorrow, in this kingdom of Ravan. You have seen Ravan, the one who causes sorrow. Ravan is not a person, and yet they burn his effigy. You children know that at this time you are in the kingdom of Ravan, but that you have stepped away from it. We are now at the most elevated confluence age. When you children are coming here, it is in your intellects that you are going to the Father, who will change you from humans into deities. He makes you into the masters of the land of happiness. It is not Brahma or any bodily being who is making you into the masters of the land of happiness. It is Shiv Baba, who does not have a body of his own, who does this. You too didn't have bodies, but then you took bodies and entered the cycle of birth and death. You understand that you are going to your unlimited Father. He is giving us elevated directions. By making such effort, you will become the masters of heaven. Everyone remembers heaven. They understand that there definitely is a new world. There is definitely someone who has to establish it. Even hell has to be established by someone. You know that when the parts you play in the land of happiness come to an end, you begin to experience sorrow, because the kingdom of Ravan starts. At present, this is a land of sorrow. No matter how many millionaires or billionaires there are, the world is definitely said to be impure. This is a poverty-stricken world of sorrow. No matter how many big buildings and facilities for happiness someone has, this world is still called old and impure. They continue to flounder in this river of poison. They don't even understand that it is a sin to indulge in vice. They say, how could the world continue without this? They call out, O God, O Purifier, come and purify this impure world. It is souls who say this through their bodies. It is souls who have become impure, and this is why they call out. Not a single being in heaven is impure. You children know that those who make effort well at the confluence age are the ones who understand that they have taken the full 84 births. They will then rule with Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. It isn't just one who has taken 84 births. Together with the king, there also have to be subjects. It is also number-wise amongst you Brahmins. Some become kings and queens, and others become subjects. The father says, children, it is now that you have to imbibe divine virtues. These eyes are criminal. If, on seeing another person, someone's vision is impure, it could be said that he doesn't take 84 births. Such ones cannot change from humans into Narayan. You will reach your karmateet stage when you gain victory over your eyes. Everything depends on the eyes. It is the eyes that deceive you. Each soul sees through the windows he has. There are double, two souls in this one. Even the father sees through these windows, eyes. My vision also goes towards souls. The father explains to souls. He says, I too have taken a body, and this is why I am able to speak. You know that Baba is taking you to that world of happiness. This is the kingdom of Ravan. You have stepped away from this impure world. Some have moved forward a great deal, whereas others have stepped backwards. Each one says, take me across. You will go across to the golden age, but if you want to claim a high status there, you do have to become pure. You have to make effort. The main thing in this is to remember the Father so that your sins are absolved. This is the first subject. You know that you are souls. You know that you souls are actors. First we went to that land of happiness, and we are now in this land of sorrow. The Father has now come to take us to that land of happiness. He says, remember me and become pure. Never cause anyone sorrow. People continue to cause a lot of sorrow for one another. Some have an evil spirit of lust, and others anger, and some even begin to use their hands. The Father says, that is a sinful soul who causes sorrow for others. How can you become a charitable soul if you still continue to commit sin? That one is defaming the name of the clan. What would everyone say? You say that God is teaching you that you are changing from humans into deities and becoming the masters of the world, and yet you do such work? This is why Baba says, look at yourself every night. If you are an obedient child, send your chart to Baba. Some do write their charts, but they don't write whether they caused anyone sorrow or made a mistake. It is not right if you continue to remember the Father and also continue to perform wrong actions. Wrong actions are performed when you become body conscious. Look how the cycle turns. It is very easy. Some can become a teacher in just one day. The Father is explaining to you the secrets of 84 births. He is teaching you. You then have to go and churn it. How did we take 84 births? Some imbibe divine virtues more than the teacher who teaches them. Baba can prove this to you. Some bring their chart to Baba and say, Baba, look at my chart. I haven't caused anyone the slightest sorrow. Baba says, this child is very sweet. He gives a very good fragrance. It is only a matter of a second to become a teacher. Some students go ahead of their teachers on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Therefore they claim a higher status than the teachers. Baba asks, whom are you teaching? Go to the temples of Shiva every day and teach them there about how Shiv Baba comes and carries out the establishment of heaven and how he is making us into the masters of heaven. It is very easy to explain this. Some write their charts and send them to Baba. Baba, my stage is like this. Baba asks, children, you haven't performed any sinful action, have you? The criminal eyes aren't making you perform wrong actions, are they? You have to examine your own manners and character. Your behavior and activity all depend on your eyes. Your eyes deceive you in many ways. If you pick something up and eat it without permission, that is a sin, because you took it without anyone's permission. There are many rules here. This is Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire. No one may eat anything without asking permission from the person in charge. If one starts to do this, others will also start to do it. In fact, there should be no need to keep anything locked up here. The law says that no one impure should come into the kitchen of this building. Outside, it is not a question of whether someone is pure or impure. However, they do call themselves impure. All are impure. No one is allowed to touch the Vallabhacharis or the Shankaracharyas because they consider themselves to be pure and everyone else impure. Although everyone's body here is impure, each of you renounces the vices according to the efforts you make. Vicious ones bow down in front of the idols of those who were viceless. It is said this one is a very pure and righteous soul. There are no impure beings in the Golden Age. That is a pure world. There is only one category there. You know all of these secrets. The secrets from the beginning through the middle to the end of the world should remain in your intellects. We now know everything. There is nothing left to know. We know the Father, the Creator. We know about the subtle region. We know our future status, for which we are making effort. However, if your behavior becomes spoilt, you cannot claim a high status. To cause sorrow for someone, to indulge in vice, to have impure vision, are all sins. It takes a great deal of effort to change your vision. Your vision has to be very good. When your eyes see that someone is becoming angry, you too start fighting. There isn't the slightest love for Shiv Baba, and you don't remember Shiv Baba at all. It is the greatness of Shiv Baba. It was the greatness of the Guru, the greatness of the Satguru, that enabled you to have a vision of Govinda, Sri Krishna. It is the Guru who makes you become like Govinda. Your mouth is not sweetened just by having a vision. Meera had a vision, but was her mouth sweetened? She didn't really go to heaven. That is the path of devotion. That cannot be called the happiness of heaven. It isn't just a question of seeing Govinda, but of becoming like him. You have come here just to become like that. You should have the intoxication that you have come to him and that he is making you become like that, Krishna. Therefore, Baba advises everyone, write this in your chart. Did my eyes deceive me? Did I commit sin? Your eyes definitely deceive you in one way or another. Your eyes must become completely cool. Consider yourselves to be bodiless. The karmatit stage will be reached at the end, but that too only when you send your chart to Baba. Everything automatically accumulates in the register of Dharamraj, but even the corporeal form has to know everything so that he can caution you, because the Father has come into this corporeal form here. Someone with criminal eyes or who has body consciousness will make the atmosphere impure. Even while sitting here, your intellect yoga goes outside. Maya deceives you a great deal. Your minds are very mischievous. You have to make so much effort in order to become this. When you souls come to Baba, he decorates you with this knowledge. You souls know that you will become pure with this knowledge. You will then also receive pure bodies. Both souls and bodies will be pure in the golden age. Then, after half a cycle, it will become the kingdom of Ravan. People ask, why did God do this? However, this is eternally predestined in the drama. God didn't do anything. In the golden age, there is just the one deity religion. Some say, why should I remember such a God? However, you don't have any connection with any other religion. Those who have become thorns will come and become flowers. Some people ask, does God only take the people of Bharat to heaven? We don't accept that. Does God have two eyes? Discriminate in this way? However, this is predestined in the drama. If everyone were to go to heaven, how would the part of innumerable religions continue? There aren't those billions of souls in heaven. First of all, understand the main thing, and that is who God is. If they haven't understood that, they continue to ask many questions. If they consider themselves to be souls, they say that what you are saying is right. We definitely want to become pure from impure. You have to remember that one. People of all religions remember God. You children are now receiving this knowledge. You understand how the world cycle turns. You even explain so much at the exhibitions, and yet very few emerge. However, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't hold any more exhibitions. It was in the drama and you did it. Sometimes souls do emerge at exhibitions, and sometimes they don't. As you make progress, many will come and begin to make effort to claim a high status. Someone who is going to claim a low status will not make that much effort. The Father still explains to the children, don't commit any sinful actions. Note down whether you caused anyone's sorrow. Did I fight or quarrel with anyone? Did I say something wrong to someone? Did I do anything that was not right? Baba says, write down the sinful acts that you committed. You know that you have been committing sins from the copper age and have therefore become sinful souls. When you give it to Baba in writing, the burden can be lightened. Some write, I don't cause anyone any sorrow. Baba says, Acha, bring your chart and I will have a look at it. Baba will invite you here because he wants to see such good children. Baba gives a lot of love to worthy, obedient children. Baba knows that no one has become perfect yet. Baba sees the effort that each of you makes. When children don't write their charts, there must definitely be some weakness that they are hiding from Baba. Baba only considers someone to be a really honest child if he writes his chart. However, together with the chart, manners are also needed. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to lighten your burden, tell the Father in writing the sins you have committed. Don't now cause anyone sorrow. Remain worthy and an obedient child. 2. Make your vision very good. Be very careful that your eyes don't deceive you. Keep your manners very good. Do not perform any sinful actions under the influence of lust or anger. Blessing. May you be constantly holy and happy and make intense effort while keeping your aim and destination in your awareness. The aim of Brahmin life is to have constant inner happiness without any limited supports. When this aim changes and you become trapped in the little alleys of limited attainments, the destination then becomes very far away. Therefore, no matter what happens, even if you have to renounce some limited attainments, do so, but never let go of your imperishable happiness. Keep the blessing of being holy and happy in your awareness and attain imperishable attainments by making intense effort. Slogan. Become an image of virtues and continue to donate virtues. This is very great service. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Remain stable in the stage of being a master knowledgeful soul and a master almighty authority, and move away from the many types of cues. Always use your time to celebrate a meeting with the Father. Stay lost in love and in the stage of being absorbed in love, and all other things will easily finish. There will then be a queue of your subjects and devotees in front of you. Om Shanti.